Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:32. Pastor Rando and Shiloh Gamble, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
We're doing well, and you?
I tell you, you just told me a story before we went on the air. I don't think anybody can really top that. When we talk about the ministry,
yes,
we talk about a lot of different things.
Yes.
And first things first, you know, people come to Jesus, people come to God from a variety of different directions, but there's always one point.
Yes.
And that's the meeting.
Yes.
You've got a special story, Pastor and Shiloh. Please, I don't even know how to set this up. Go for it.
First and foremost, we give God the glory. We praise the name of Jesus. We had a young man attempt to take his life a little over a week ago there by the church. Bartlesville Police Department responded. They did an amazing job. They were doing deep chest compressions, everything that they were supposed to do. And when I visited with the police officer, he told me, he said, the young man was dead. He said, he was dead. He said, but we brought him back to life. I said, well, no, sir, you didn't. Jesus did. We'd been praying. I was praying. My wife were praying. We had some friends of the church that were praying over this young man. So they loaded him up in the ambulance, mm-hmm. and they took him to St. John's in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. Now, that was on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Monday, we weren't able to get in to visit with him. They let us in Tuesday to visit. And we went in and we began to pray over him and pray over the room and commanded life to come back into this young man. And it was amazing. I mean, yeah, there was some bodily function started, you know, like his eyes would twitch a little bit and his hand would twitch a little bit. Mm-hmm. His blood pressure went up. And we was encouraging mom and dad, you know, to keep the faith, believe in the Lord Jesus, believe in the healing powers of the stripes of Jesus. And so we left from there. Well, that afternoon or that evening, we got a phone call from mom. Mm-hmm. And mom said, oh my gosh, pray, pray, pray. He's having seizures. So to me, I began to rejoice immediately. I said, he's fighting for his life. That's what's going on. That's what those seizures are about. He's fighting for his life. And so the next day came, my mom called us back and she said, they're removing the tubes from him now. He was on life support. Mm-hmm. She said, they're removing the tubes from him now and they're backing off some of the medications that he's on. We get a phone call the next day. She said, his eyes are open. He's responsive to commands. Mm-hmm. We get a phone call the very next day. She said, he's up, he's walking, he's communicating, he's hungry, he's feeding himself, he's ready to leave this place, and they're ready for him to go. So we say all that to say this, the power of prayer. People, please don't limit the power of prayer. Please understand that there's only one Lord and one God, and his name is Jesus. And through the power of Christ Jesus, the anointing, in the name of Christ Jesus, this young man's life was given back to him. Mm-hmm. We are so thankful for the first responders that were there. They did an amazing, mm-hmm. amazing job. They did everything that they were supposed to do. They did it right. But I'm telling you right now, it was the grace of God. It was the prayers of the people that brought this man back to life.
You know, you represent Get Real Ministries. It doesn't get any more real than that.
It does not.
These are real things that happen to people.
Yes.
And these are real trials and real tribulations that happen to people every day.
Every day. Yeah. Every day.
And he's one that we have been ministering to for a couple years now. He comes to the Jesus Burgers, and that's how we met him, I believe, was through mm-hmm. Jesus Burger. Mm-hmm. And so within time and patience and long-suffering and all the fruits that it takes, mom has come to services to know Jesus. And through that, as well as her coming and him coming, I truly believe through the Jesus Burger as well is what broke the wall down to him to know Jesus. And
yes.
And
wow.
So.
That's an astounding account. There's no words.
See, and some people think that the things like this died out with the apostles. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit didn't die.
No.
And the blood of Jesus didn't lose its power.
No.
So through the blood of Jesus and through the anointing of God's Holy Spirit, miracles still happen these days. We see them constantly. We see people healed from cancer. We've seen people that their kidneys were been on dialysis, that their kidneys are functioning now.
Livers.
We had a young lady that was on a liver transplant list, and we were praying over her and believing believing God for her healing. Mm-hmm. She went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, "You have the most healthy liver that we've ever seen." I mean, God is a miracle working God. Yeah. But people just have to believe, you know. The problem is we put our faith, the Holy Spirit quickened me on this one day because I was dealing with faith issues, you know. And the Holy Spirit quickened me and he said, the problem is you have your faith in your faith. And I'm like, you're going to have to explain that to me.
That's kind of deep.
Yes. He said, when things are going well, you think your faith is strong, your faith is high. He said, when things are hard and things are tough, he said, you think you have no faith at all.
Oh, boy.
He said, the thing is, my word says that I am the author and the finisher of your faith. So when the trials and the tribulations and the good and the bad and the ugly come, you look to me, he said, because I am the author and the finisher of your faith.
Oh my, put it right there, right between the eyes, didn't he?
and that's the way he deals with me, because I might be a little stubborn at
just
times.
Just a little bit.
Just
huh?
a little bit. But it was amazing. It was amazing, that revelation that he brought to me. And he's absolutely right. I was depending on my own emotions, my own feelings, my own level of faith that I thought that I was in. And he said, trust in me. The word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps.
Shiloh brought up a Jesus burger.
Yes.
And I understand, Pastor, Shiloh, he had a little bit of a homecoming. And you kind of had to go through a little bit of a healing process, too, because
absolutely,
you came home a different man.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that.
We had Jesus Burger Barnsdall last week, last Saturday.
You go, taking the show on the road.
Taking it on the road. I grew up in Barnsdall. I have a lot of good friends in Barnsdall, a lot of good memories, a lot of hard times in Barnstall. A lot of drugs and alcohol and jail and fights and, I mean, just stuff growing up in a small, rowdy town like Barnstall. Mm-hmm. And I've been serving the Lord for right at 30 years now. Mm-hmm. He finally released me to go back home to share the gospel. We didn't go back there. It wasn't the Rando Shiloh show. It's not like, hey, look, we're back and here we are. It was all about bringing the name of Jesus into a place that I care about, that I love, a place that unfortunately the demon of drugs has got a hold on, you know. And I felt, once again, I got to be careful about but I felt like I was part of the reason that the drug scene is what it is in Barnstall. So we went back as a repair of the breach, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, went back with a repentant heart and just went to love on the people. And we had an amazing turnout. We had 75 or 100 people show up. Pastor Rick Loggins and Pastor Jason Byers were there. Mm-hmm. They were rocking it, man. I mean, we had an amazing, amazing, amazing time. We had, and once again, we handed out, I don't know how many bags of food and clothes, and we grilled 200 burgers and just loved on people. And
well, once again, God brought life back into somebody, and that was this guy.
Tag, you're in.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was okay. Amazing. It was amazing.
Tomorrow's Jesus Burger here.
Yeah, tomorrow is Jesus Burger here in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
6 p.m.
Get Real Ministries.
Get Real Ministries. We have a couple that's in our church now. TJ and Jennifer Hendricks, and they have what's called Iron Sharp Foundation, okay? And they're located in Oshelade, Oklahoma, right on Main Street, and they are a food ministry. You walk into their facility, and it's like walking into a grocery store, and people are allowed to shop and get whatever it is that they need. Of course, TJ and Jennifer is praying over them and sharing the love of Jesus with them constantly. Mm-hmm. But God is bringing so many different ministries together. So many different ministries together in Bartlesville. It's amazing. Now, tomorrow in Oshelade, starting at 9 a.m., they have a GoFresh truck there. They've got like 650 boxes of food to hand out, produce and milk and things to hand out. So if anybody needs any kind of assistance, be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Once
it
again,
it can be Bartlesville or anybody
within the sound of her voice.
And that's exactly the good thing about how God is working through our ministry, and again with theirs, is that we don't go through the state, and God brings it to us, and so there's no red tape.
There you go.
Everybody gets loved on.
Yeah.
Everybody gets it.
So we last month, or last, let's see, from June 1 to July 17 of last year, we handed out over 350,000 pounds of food from the Get Real parking lot. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not including what we do every Sunday and every Wednesday.
But it's Jesus. And Jesus
that was in addition.
In addition to, yeah.
But Jesus was from the beginning to the end because it's all about him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. My goodness sakes. Now, you've got the Get Real Thrifty going on, too, as if you're not busy enough.
Yes.
So, how's that rolling?
Amazing. Yes, awesome. Amazing.
Yeah. I saw the doors open.
Bartlesville, thank you, Bartlesville and surrounding areas.
Yes.
You guys have been so gracious. I mean, the donations that come in, the people that come in to shop, but the revenue that's generated through Get Real Thrifty is what's funding our outreaches. That's why we're able to go places, Jesus Burger, Barnsdall, and we're getting ready to start doing some different locations at different apartment complexes here in Bartlesville. There's some people that maybe or maybe not have heard of Jesus Burger. Well, we're going to bring Jesus Burger, if you will, to them. We're going to give them an opportunity, first and foremost, to be introduced to Jesus.
Cool.
And then allow him to supply their needs, whatever they may be.
Which is him preaching, and then water baptism is going to be there.
Yes.
And then they're grilling hamburgers the whole time. And then so everybody eats hamburgers afterwards with sides, but then they get to go shopping.
Yes.
Or at the other thrift building we have. And everything's free, and they get to go home with food bags.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. So we have another clothing ministry there by the church, at the Jesus Burger events. When certain part of the ministry part is done, that building is opened up, and people get to go in and go shopping, clothing shopping for free. We have everything from toddlers, infants to it's thriftier.
Thriftier.
It got tagged thriftier.
Get thrifty, then we got get thriftier.
Yes, exactly. But it's all. I mean, it's every bit orchestrated and ordained by Jesus.
Yes.
You know,
we just
stepped into this thing and said, Lord, what would you have us to do? And it's not like we're looking for more things to do.
They're just kind of happening.
It just kind of, he's like, okay, I want you to address this and this and this. But he's bringing so many different people.
Yes, amazing people.
David Cantrell with the Abiding Place Ministries here in Bartlesville. Yeah. What an amazing, amazing ministry that is. And that's over on 6th and I forget the address.
Okay.
Something like
but the
that.
Abiding place.
All we have to do is Google it, and we'll get it.
Yes. Thank you for Google.
There you go.
last month when we were here, you was leading me to, and I missed it, but we had sound issues with our Jesus Burger event.
Oh.
It was ugly, the one before. Well, since then, we had a family of the church step up and buy a brand new sound system for us.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So that's amazing. So we don't have to worry about losing our sound and everything that went on. Of course, you being in radio, you know anything electronic can happen at any given moment.
Oh,
you understand
anything
that.
And darned if you know what it is.
Yes, exactly.
So many different things have to rely on things.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
But Jesus is—he's alive and he's well and
he's ready for
moving.
Everybody.
He is. He's no respecter of persons.
Mm-mm.
You know, I tell the people all the time when I'm ministering. I said the only difference between you sitting there and me standing up here, I was just goofy enough to say, "Sure, Lord, I'll do this." So he allowed
you to do it.
Yeah. Allowed me to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, be careful when you say, "Use me, Lord."
Yeah.
But well, it's fun. It's awesome.
This is amazing. What else do we have besides taking the Jesus Burgers to the different apartment complexes and ministering there? What else do we have going on?
Oh gosh, what all do we have going on? The food distributions are still coming. We have Go Fresh trucks. I don't know the schedule yet, but we have Go Fresh trucks. They'll be coming.
Pastor Rod Baker.
Yeah, Pastor Rod Baker, North Star Bridge Ministries in Jinx, Oklahoma.
Oh,
what
man.
An amazing outreach that is. He supplies food for over 500 local churches.
Oh my.
This is major. This is a major undertaking. And that's where the majority of our food donations that we hand out come from is Pastor Rod Baker and his organization.
This is amazing, an amazing network that you have built in with Get Real Ministry.
Yes.
Now, where are you located? Because you said Jesus Burger, and I know that got everybody's ears. And they've heard of Get Real Ministries, but maybe not so sure on the address.
411 West 14th Street.
Got it.
By Brookhaven Apartments.
Literally just west of the tracks.
Got it.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
Check out Gospel Grill too. That's off 123.
Oh, yeah. That's another Sherm's Fat Boy. Used to be Sherm's Fat Boy restaurant.
Yeah.
A family in our church has purchased that business and they call it the Gospel Grill. And man,
it's a nice little place. And
yeah.
I mean little.
Good food, but it's tasty. Man, they rock. They got some good food.
And Ken and Sandy Dossett and Andy Dossett with The Rock.
Yeah.
Wow, what a support. Amazing, what a major support they've been at for Get Real Ministries. Yes.
It's
amazing.
A great place too for the kids.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, I want to thank you both for being here today, and thank you for always sharing the good news. And when I say good news, I mean certainly. The greatest news possible.
Amen. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you
thank
for
you
allowing
us
to be
yes.
here.
You've been listening to our Community Connection on K1, the one you trust. Maybe this is